Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here's a question. Can racism cause dementia? It's a question researchers are looking deeply into as emerging science shows that segregation and discrimination may be contributing factors as to why Black people are more likely than white people to develop Alzheimer's disease. For more, we have Rachel Whitmer, professor and chief of the epidemiology department at the University of California, Davis. And Dr. Whitmer, we know Black people are more at risk for dementia. Do we even fully understand the mechanisms at work here?
That's a great question. And the short answer is no, we don't fully understand the mechanisms. What we do know is that in studies sourced from memory clinics, as well as large population-based studies, Black Americans are 75% to 100%, so that's twice as likely to have dementia. And the most common subtype of dementia is Alzheimer's disease. We also know Black Americans are also more likely to carry a lot of the risk factors for dementia. So I think a big question for us is that if we can change the distribution of these risk factors, can we change this disparity that we see in rates of dementia and Alzheimer's disease?
And when you talk about risk factors, you're talking about health factors as well as environmental?
Yes, correct. So we've known for some time that what's good for the heart is good for the brain. So heart health equals brain health. And at a population level, we do see higher rates, for example, of hypertension. So at a population level, we know that Black Americans have a bit more of these other health risk factors that put one at higher risk for dementia.
You've talked about a theory that exposure to segregation could have contributed to cognitive decline among Black elders. Can you explain?
Yes. So we've done some work on birthplace. So we have a very large study where we're following several thousand older Americans in Northern California. And those who report that they were born in a state from the South in the Stroke Belt are at a higher risk of dementia, even though they subsequently moved and were living in Northern California by the 1960s and the 1970s.
And when you say the Stroke Belt, you're talking about Alabama, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, those types of places.
Yes. So people who were born in one of those states are at higher risk of dementia, whether they're Black or white. But we know that in our study, our older Black research participants are 10 times more likely to have been born in one of those states. And we know historically what happened in those states. We also know quality and quantity of education also has a large effect on risk of dementia. And so for our next step, we're trying to go back and pull information about schools that people attended and try to get an assessment of the quality of the education, because we think this is a large driver of the disparity that we see in rates of dementia.
How else could racism in the public health sphere and really in general be playing into what you're finding about the development of dementia?
Yes. Researchers also think this is why we see more hypertension, that this is not a physiological mechanism necessarily, but a response to stress and to stress that is experienced by being a Black American today. And so we also know that high levels of stress is bad for inflammation. It's bad for sleep. It's bad for brain function, all these things that are linked with brain health. And so in our current studies right now, we are asking questions about everyday and lifetime discrimination. And we're trying to really understand, how does this have an effect on one's cognitive function and risk for dementia late in life?
You know, I'm thinking about those at most risk for coronavirus. We're living through this pandemic that has shown how little society values our elders, as well as protesters taking to the streets to really speak out about how little the U.S. values Black lives. Do you think there's enough research right now being done into dementia and chronic illnesses in older Black populations? Of course, your study is happening, But this is emerging science that we've been hearing about for a few years with maternal mortality, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
But still very little that we're hearing about this type of science.
Yes. Well, I think one of the positive outcomes is more attention to health inequities. And what's happening with the coronavirus is emblematic of what we see with dementia, with hypertension, and with maternal death. And so I think, it's time for science to pay attention. And I know that the National Institute of Health is really pushing for researchers to have diversity in their studies. And I always say it's not enough to recruit research participants that reflect the population today. We need to recruit research participants that reflect the population of tomorrow. Now, there is a history of distrust with research for Black Americans with very good reason. And so there is a whole science around engagement in research and building trust with different communities and having communities understand that we want to improve their health. And that's why we want to include them in our research.
Rachel Whitmer is a professor and chief of the epidemiology department at the University of California, Davis. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.